219 says, John, my mom took me to see The Exorcist in sixth grade, and it was at a drive-in theater. I was given way too much freedom growing up in the 70s. As an adult now, I surely would disagree with this amount of freedom, but I am here. I'm in relatively good shape and very street smart, so it is a give and take, I think, which is, I think, surmises all of this, right? We all grew up in a way different time than the kids are growing up these days in. And as much as I want my kid, David, to eventually have many of the same freedoms that my parents gave me, I'm not a latchkey kid. I'm a millennial, so we were still watched and there was accountability. But, I mean, in the summer, I don't know. I think my mom said inside or outside, we'd go outside. That's what we'd choose. And we'd go to the pool by ourselves, the public pool in Downers Grove. Or we'd, like, play in the forest nearby for hours and hours on end. And I'm sure some of that still happens. We'd ride our bikes. It's a similar story to a lot of you. And some of that has certainly changed. And some of it should change. We learn a lot more as parents and as society. It's just a give and take. What is too far? We want kids to have freedom, but, you know, there are limits and limitations. And, of course, there's the law as well. And to break down this story I've been chatting about a little bit is our good friend Audrey Anderson, Anderson Attorneys and Advisors. Audrey, how are you?
I'm good, John. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, we love Audrey. She's the best. She does criminal defense for adults and kids on a wide range of issues. And you've kind of carved out a niche here on our show, in our station, for handling a lot of the things that deal with kids. You've got a lot of experience in this department, right?
I do. Unfortunately, I have represented a lot of parents, or a fair number of parents and guardians, who are in this exact same situation that you've been talking about today.
Yes, where someone calls DCFS, and DCFS doing their job starts an investigation, and parents call you because... what? At some point, someone shows up and says, your kid needs to leave, or we want to talk to your kid. And at that point, that's when the lawyer should be called, or right before then.
Right, right. As soon as a parent realizes what's going on, then they need to contact us. But unfortunately, like you said, parents don't know that DCFS has been involved until an investigator shows up on their doorstep.
Yes, exactly. And a lot of times, you know, and we want the DCFS line to be ringing for legitimate concerns that people have about kids. And I think that sometimes when we talk, Audrey, people say, well, you're being disrespectful to DCFS, or people need to call if there's something wrong. Of course. And when in doubt, I think calling is not the worst thing. But there are a lot of people who seek out a reason to call on neighbors that they don't like, on ex-spouses. I mean, that is the reality, right, Audrey?
Oh, very true. A lot of times people call in just to harass a person, or, you know, it could just be innocent. Some neighbor or someone driving down the street sees a child alone, and they think that's of concern, but they don't know all the circumstances behind it.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what happened here. So if you're just joining us, this was down in Atlanta, and I know I'm not asking you to comment on Georgia law, Audrey, because I know each state is different, but he was 6 years old. He was off from school for Election Day. The parents thought it was great that he was getting some fresh air and meeting with friends and families, and there was an event at the playground. They were working from home. The boy, they say, is very confident. The weather was good. It's a safe neighborhood. So he scootered over to the park, spent time there at the playground, wore a helmet, and then came home. And on his journey home, he was stopped because someone had essentially called the Division of Family and Children's Services in Georgia. First and foremost, is there a law about ages and something like this? Like, in Illinois, if this happened here, are laws being broken, Audrey, to the best of your understanding?
Right. Unfortunately, here with us in Illinois, I think police officers and DCFS would say a law was being broken.
And what law is that? Is that a neglect law that parents need to be around that kid 24/7? Like, what is the letter of the law in this situation?
Sure. There's two main statutes or laws that deals with this. The criminal statute is entitled Endangering the Life and Health of a Child. And so it says that a trier of facts, so a judge or jury, may infer that a child 6 years of age or younger is unattended if left in a car, or unattended means if they're not with someone 14 or years of age or older, or 14 years of age or older and out of sight. So if you have a 14-year-old watching a kid, but they're not paying attention, that's endangering the life health of the child.
So there's like a line in the sand for 6 years and younger where it's kind of automatic. If you don't have a 14-year-old over actually watching the kid, or you yourself are not watching the kid, that's endangerment of a kid, 6 and under.
Right. Or anything, 13 and under.
Oh,
so
okay.
In that one statute, if it's 13 and under, that's endangering the life health of a child, which seems somewhat ridiculous. But when you go to a different section of the law, it says that a child is not neglected if they're engaging in an independent, regular activity alone, such as, you know, riding a bike, running, walking, going to a nearby park or pool. So those are really inconsistent, the laws.
I was just going to say, so we have two laws that say two different things.
Yes, unfortunately, that's very true. And DCFS, of course, is a third thing that finds that pretty much any child 13 and under, even if they're just going down the street to a park or riding their bike around the block or going to a friend's house a quarter mile away, that would be to them a neglected and unattended child.
I want to make sure I understand. So there's laws in the state where criminal charges could be brought against parents. In that sector, that half of what we're talking about, there's inconsistencies in the law. And then there's another subset where DCFS, though not through the criminal court cases that we typically know, DCFS has some power and they're a little bit more strict in their rulings or a little bit more case by case in how they handle things. Do I have that right?
Yes, that's true. And DCFS, though, seems to be more strict than law enforcement. A lot of times law enforcement will listen to a parent, like if they see a child around the block, if they get a call, and then the parents explain it. A lot of times police officers are reasonable, open-minded, and they won't necessarily charge a parent with a crime. But unfortunately, police officers are mandated reporters to DCFS. So the officers will call DCFS, who then comes to start the investigation.
So a police officer may just say, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. You were running this quick errand. She's 12. She's clearly independent. And she was riding her bike here or there. No worries. We're fine. But then you might get a knock on the door 2 days later.
Correct. Right. You absolutely will get a knock on the door 2 days later from DCFS, who then will say that's unacceptable. But then they're supposed to consider there's factors in the DCFS code that DCFS is to consider, such as the age of the child, maturity, the weather, the time of day, things like that.
So they do have room to also do the same thing the police do, to ultimately say, it's okay, we can see this house is well attended to, you're great parents, and this was maybe a circumstance, was a little borderline, but you're okay, go about your day.
Yes, that's true. So DCFS does have the discretion. It is a little bit grayer for them, and they have flexibility as well. But a lot of times DCFS errs on the side of caution and indicates a parent, meaning the parent is placed on the state central registry, and then the parent can appeal that to a judge, and hopefully at this point they definitely have a lawyer, to say that that's not acceptable and that they really weren't a neglectful parent.
So even if DCFS says it's, you know, we're not taking away your kid, you still get put on a registry?
You do, correct. For 5 years, you're on this registry. It's not something people can Google, but if you're a coach or a teacher, law enforcement, medicine, things like that, it can affect your license, or it can affect you being able to go to school or be a chaperone for your child.
You know, like when you say DCFS errs on the side of caution, I think we all nod along and say, well, of course, like that's a good thing. DCFS should err on the side of caution. How many horrific stories have we heard? Unfortunately, of course, the incredibly graphic and terrible one in Crystal Lake where DCFS has gone to homes and they essentially didn't do what ultimately would have saved a young kid's life. And I think that imagine just scares the living crud out of these agents who are just trying to make sure kids live. Right. And that's ultimately great. So I nod along to the idea of like, well, they're just trying to err on the side of caution. But then when you put that your parents could be put on a registry, or it is like this real gray area where, you know, my niece goes to Target sometimes. She's like 12 or 13 with her friends. There's nothing neglectful about that. It's like three blocks away. But the fact that my brother and his wife could be put on a registry because DCFS is being overly cautious, I mean, that has real world impact.
It really does. And it's really stressful for a family. When DCFS comes to your home unannounced and they're saying you're neglectful for your child because you allowed a child to do something so basic and simple as that, that years ago, you know, when we were children, that was commonplace.
Very commonplace. We have a question on line one. Let me get Audrey back in here. Thank you, Iridian. I started clicking the phone buttons and realized I was going to hang up on everybody. Iridian saved me. Hey, Lori, what's your question here in this circumstance?
Hey, actually, and I'm sorry, well, it is on hold, you may have answered it. I was wondering about a group of children, you know, walking to school. You know, say four or five kids walking to school together, but without an adult. Or if it's, say, an after-school activity, a little league, you know, something like that. Or I'm thinking even in my neighborhood the other day, you know, after the snowfall, two young gentlemen, you know, from, a block or two around the corner came with shovels. They were offering to shovel people's driveways.
Right.
Are those all considered neglect?
That's a great question. I imagine if it's Little League and there's a coach there, no, but a pickup football game, Audrey, 10-year-olds walking to class together. Is that one of those things where the police would go, of course we're not going to investigate this, but DCFS could?
Right, absolutely. So police officers will be called, and they will obviously just make sure everyone's okay and probably not do anything. But DCFS would investigate and then go to the homes of all these parents. But hopefully DCFS would use common sense to see that there was a group of children together.
Yeah.
And that they always stayed together and they were still being safe.
Yeah.
As opposed to like monkeying around in the street with cars going past.
Yeah, I just, you know, I think for the most part, people, if you see kids walking to school, you're not going to call DCFS. Audrey, for the most part, most people don't call when they see behavior that was very normal during their childhood and very normal behavior, right? I mean, for the most part, we all just kind of shut up.
Right. For the most part, people see that and they realize, oh, it's just kids going to school. They'll be totally safe. But I think some people just worry so much about the terrible consequences if something does happen to a child. If a child gets, heaven forbid, like kidnapped or injured somehow, that's when people get concerned. So, yes, people do obviously use common sense, but sometimes people just want to make sure that there's nothing more going on.
Or one of the kids walked on your lawn and you didn't like that, right? I mean, like, there are temperamental people out there. Maybe it comes from a really heartful place of, I'm concerned about this day and age. It's a crazy world we live in, which there's some truth to that, but also some overblown lot. You know, it's not true. So I don't know, Audrey. And there's not a great answer to how this plays out, but that's why you get a lawyer, right? At the end of the day, if your kid is being called for this, or someone's knocking on the door, get you involved or another lawyer involved who can help out and step in and make sure that everyone gets heard appropriately.
Oh, absolutely, because people have to realize that DCFS, this is all that they do. And so a lot of times when DCFS shows up on your door, they're talking about your children who you love most. So it's very emotional for you. And so you might blurt out something accidental that you don't mean to say that could be innocent, but DCFS takes it the wrong way.
Yeah.
So it's really important to have an attorney to guide you through the steps and the process of what to say, what questions are going to be asked, just so that you and your family are prepared.
AndersonAA.com. I just went there. Flashy new design on the website, Audrey. Love that. And is there a phone number you want people to reach, or do you just want them to go to AndersonAA.com?
They can do AndersonAA.com or always give us a call at 630-877-5800.
One more time with the number, and people, save this in your contact. Audrey Anderson, just as like kid's attorney, just in case, or DCFS, whatever you need to save it in so that at this moment you remember to dial this number. What was it one more time, Audrey?
Sure, it's 630-877-5800.
All right, Audrey, we'll talk again soon, okay? Thank you for your time today.
Of course, thank you.